USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the investigation into Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 cover-up continues, investigators found advisors to Cuomo pushed state health officials to alter a public report from July over COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. The numbers were gravely wrong and undercounted, with an aide saying Cuomo feared retaliation from then-President Trump had the true numbers come out. Just over a month into his presidency, President Biden is staring down a mounting crisis at the Mexico border that could be just as bad as the ones faced by Barack Obama and Donald Trump, if not worse. The deadly influx of people trying to illegally get into America is mounting at the southwest border. The White House has denied there's a crisis as they continue to allow COVID-infected immigrants into the country and freely move about the population. The U.S. Senate voted on Thursday to proceed with President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan. The vote passed a divided Senate, 51-50. VP Kamala Harris used her tie-breaking vote. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Taking a closer look at the mounting problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were.
Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
After winning NASCAR's Dixie Vodka 400 in Florida last weekend, the number 24 Chevy Camaro driver William Byron tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts about the race in the Mojave Desert at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has become really fun. It's become a really good track for us, and I feel like it's just it's a challenge. I mean, you've got to get around there well, and you've got to have a car that can be dynamic and change lanes and move around the track. So, you know, the top of 3 and 4 has become a really good place to run, you know, especially if your car's a little loose. So, you know, it just depends. But I think that, honestly, you can move around the track, and it puts on a really good race with this package because you can draft up on guys but also get some clean air in the corners so you can make a pass on someone. So I enjoy it. I think it brings out the best in this aero package. I mean, the restarts are crazy, so it's fun.
Joey Logano won last year's Pennzoil 400 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. A sequel to an American classic hits streaming service Amazon Prime this weekend.
Hakeem, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet. We are going back to America.
Oh, no, Your Majesty. Come on!
Coming to America is streaming now on Amazon Prime. This movie is rated PG-13. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.